Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Literary Weapons Podcast. I'm Liv.
And I'm Josh. And today, we're doing a very impromptu episode, not because I messed up my planning on books or anything like that.
No, nothing of the like.
I definitely didn't spend 2 weeks reading all of Red Rising. As I'm trying to catch up to a different book, we are going to do, I think, two episodes of a little short. It's going to end up being short, but just a little spinoff episodes while I try and catch up. So we are going to discuss our top five favorite movies. And next week, I'm going to be doing one with Land. And by next week, I mean tomorrow night. But you'll be hearing it in 1 week. These are our top five favorite movies. Not necessarily best movies. I did favorite, too. Okay. Land's going to do best movies. I'm going to have to change my list because he's going to be upset if I read this list.
He is. I mean, I don't know what is on your list, but I think he's going to critique.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to critique.
Oh, yeah. So, if you're listening to this one and you like it and you say, I don't have to listen to the next one because Josh is going to have the same movies, I will not. This is all vibes, all heart, one love. So, I guess we want to start. Do you have any honorable mentions?
I do. I do have two.
Okay.
And they're both kind of like, well, I guess I would say that they're both kind of rom-coms.
Oh, rom-coms.
My first honorable mention is Bridesmaids.
Mm.
That movie cracks me up. Anne Hathaway and what's her name?
Melissa McCarthy.
No. Yes, you're right. That is her name.
Mm-hmm.
Like, shitting in the street. That just cracks me up.
Shitting in the street cracks you up?
Yeah! After they had bad Mexican. That was just... Yeah, okay. So that's my first honorable mention. My second one is the entire movie series of... I can't remember what it's called, but the Meet the Fockers. The first time I watched all these movies, it was with my parents, and they were, like, so giggly about, like, everything, and I was like, what does this even mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then I've rewatched it as a, like, you know, high schooler or a college student.
A young adult,
and it's cracked me up, so.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my just, like,
So, I have a lot of honorable mentions, and I started out with a top 12.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. I have a lot of favorite movies.
You do.
These are the ones that I love them, but I could not put them above anything else.
Okay.
So I'm just going to run through them real quick.
Mm-hmm.
The Northman, because it was our first date.
Decapitated him and then he stabbed him in the heart. He
caught that fucking spear and yeah.
So romantic.
Yeah. My other one is Knives Out. I think it is the best possible murder mystery movie.
Yeah, I love that.
I would watch it again any day of the week. But and like that one I think is truthfully my number six.
Wow.
But
it's just because Ana de Armas, solely because of Ana de Armas.
I was going to say Daniel Craig, but anyways, Nice Guys.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I think that's my favorite, like, buddy cop kind of investigation movie.
Mm-hmm.
The Mummy with Brendan Fraser.
Ha!
Because me and my mom watched it every year on the couch. Also, I love that movie.
I watched it for the first time when I was with you, I think.
That's so crazy to me.
Yeah.
I've seen that movie probably 20 times.
Mm-hmm. Or like fully at least.
Knight's Tale. That's my only rom-com.
I love that one, honestly. I also watched that with you for the first time.
Yeah, that...
So, dang.
That is fighting with Knives Out for my number 6. And then Pirates of the Caribbean, the first one.
Really? Okay. I was about to say, the entire series.
Well, okay, if you want to get into Pirates of the Caribbean, I will support Pirates of the Caribbean. The first one, Black Pearl, banger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Number 2, is that Dead Man's Chest? I believe it is. Banger.
Uh-huh.
At World's End? Stranger Tides? Not great.
Yeah.
First 2.5? Bangers.
Uh-huh. I can say that. I can say that's okay. Yeah.
I love Pirates of the Caribbean. Oh my goodness. I just realized we didn't talk about our drinks.
That's evil.
And it's not even because we're drunk.
No, I just poured my wine.
I was so excited to just talk about all these movies. What are you drinking?
I am drinking a Sauvignon Blanc. Who would have thunk? By Dry Creek Vineyard. I'd give it like one thumb up, okay. I think. It's not my favorite. It's actually better today than it was yesterday, surprisingly.
That's weird.
I know. Because usually it's...
Well, maybe it aerated out a little bit.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's definitely better today, which is abnormal for me, at least with my wines that I drink, so...
I am pulling a land, and I'm drinking a beer. I'm having a Guinness.
Not just any kind of Guinness, though. Tell the people.
It's a little nitro.
But it's your little Irish...
Yeah, well, all Guinness is Irish.
I know, but it's your little Irish variety pack.
Yeah, okay. At Costco, they had an Irish pub pack with a red ale, a lager, and Guinness.
Oh, I thought they were all Guinness, and they were just different. Mm-hmm. Okay. Never mind.
I just don't think so. I don't know. I need to check that. They're all good, though. I just decided to drink a Guinness for the episode for the caramelly... And all that. It's really good. Anyways, let's dive in to our top 5. Starting with your number 5.
Really? We're going to go... Okay.
Mm-hmm. I want to build the suspense up to what is your favorite movie.
Okay. You're going to laugh.
I'm ready.
You are going to laugh your butt off. Okay. This is all... Okay, so I went on it based on, like... what they make me feel and to what level they make me feel.
Okay. So
not any particular feeling. There's lots of feelings.
Uh-huh.
Lots of emotions. But...
See, I did mine different. I did mine on rewatchability. On what is the likelihood I would say yes if you said, hey, let's put on blank.
Well, yeah. I feel like mine are kind of true to that as well. Okay. Gotcha. Well, my number 5 is 27 Dresses.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I love that movie. And I haven't seen it in so long. And we talked about it a long time ago. But it's just so damn good. You love it.
I do love it. My favorite part of that movie is when... he goes over to her apartment and starts going through her closet. Yeah. The one where it's the scuba, like the underwater
wedding. Yeah. He's like, what the fuck? Yeah. I mean, I think it's just the ideal cheesy rom-com.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they did, Catherine Heigl kind of bad by making her like a desperate, helpless, sad lady. But like that's mm-hmm. It was made in 2008.
It's a very 2000-y kind of movie.
It really is. It's one of my favorite 2000-y rom-coms, I think.
See, mine's Knight's Tale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very kind of similar
vibes. There's something that is funny that I looked up. So the costume department, when making all of the, like, bridesmaids' dresses, mm-hmm. they had a hard time, like, finding a silhouette that would look bad on Katherine Heigl.
That's really good.
I know. And there's one quote that makes me chuckle. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love means slowly losing your mind.
Is that how you feel?
No, but yes. No. Mm-hmm. But I think it's funny. James Marsden did a great job.
He did.
So, that's my number five. Also, Jess, whatever her name is, the sister, uh-huh. Tess, is a bitch for tearing up that dress.
I think it's Tess.
Yeah. I think it's Tess as well.
That was horrible. My number five is a completely different vibe.
I'm so excited.
The Big Lebowski. You haven't even seen that movie, have you?
Yes. Is that the long hair, the dude.
Yeah, yep, the dude. We did watch that together. And it's purely for the quotes, which I can quote 90% of the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the Walter and Donnie, like, banter makes it for me.
It's not your opinion, dude. Or what was it? That's your, like, Instagram quote.
That's just, like, your opinion, man.
Yeah.
But no, my favorite quote, which I could not put as my Instagram caption.
Oh, God.
Is when he meets Mr. Lebowski's wife, Bunny.
Yeah.
And she says, "I'll suck your cock for $1,000. And he says, "Let me run to a cash machine."
Oh, God.
Yeah, or the, you know, like, the classic is when Walter's like, "Over the line! Does no one give a shit about the rules anymore? It's not Nom!"
It's not Nom.
So what the fuck was all that shit about Nom, man? I love the Big Lebowski. Oh,
it was funny. It made me giggle.
Gosh.
I
feel like that's where I got my sense of humor.
100,000,000%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The amount of times that, like, before we watched the movie together, you said stuff that I was like, okay, this is neat.
Mm-hmm.
Where did this come from? And then we watched the movie and I said, oh, that's where he got that line.
That's a bummer, man. I say that to Landa all the time.
Every day. That's a bummer, man.
Every time Landa, like, starts bugging about something, that's a bummer, man. On to number four.
Oh, boy.
What do you got?
So, my number four is kind of like... These are just all over the place, but...
I'm really scared.
It's The Sound of Music, the 1965 film... Directed by Robert Wise, who also did West Side Story.
I did not see that coming.
Yeah. Just like that. Like, it was on TV. It was on YouTube TV, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I was slipping through channels last week. And I watched, like, the last 20 minutes of it.
Dove a deer, a female deer.
It's
a golden drop of sun.
I thought it was a drop of golden sun.
Whatever.
Yeah. We'll fight about that later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, he's right about that.
That's actually a really good one.
It's so awesome. And there's so many, like, I don't know. I think it's really fun that there's all the kids and all the kids have their own stories, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least the older ones. But, I mean, Julie Andrews, that's kind of all you have to say about that. But this makes me feel good. It makes me feel happy, but also sad.
Because of the Nazis.
Yeah, because of the Nazis. But then when the dad, okay, yeah, when the dad rips the Nazi flag apart, that's like on like thirst trap. Channels.
I did not need to know that.
Yeah.
Actually, I have a thirst trap in my top five.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is like...
Actually, I have two.
Like, watching that as a girl, like, you know...
Made you feel things?
You're, like, into, like, the guy, you know? Uh-huh. You watch it as a woman, and you're like, oh, you tore that Nazi flag apart? Oh, God!
Moving on. My number four is Interstellar. Actually, you could theoretically put, like, any five or so of, like, my favorite Christopher Nolan movies.
Yeah.
You could put them here. We're not trying to do a top 30.
No.
So I had to pick, like...
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to put anything Harry Potter.
No, I said you could put one.
I thought you said none.
No, I said one.
God damn it, Josh. Well, yeah, whatever.
I just assumed it was going to be your number one.
Whatever. It's not, because I don't have any in my top five, apparently.
Well, we can do an honorable mention at the end.
Honorable mention, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
And yeah, all the rest of them. Interstellar brings me to tears.
Mm-hmm.
It has an evil Matt Damon, which you never see.
Mm-mm.
And it's really good science. And it makes me happy as a little nerd.
Yep.
But yeah, you could have put Inception, Dark Knight, Memento. Nah, maybe not Memento. I wouldn't want to rewatch that all the time.
Yeah, it's that'll. But I feel like a lot of them will mess up your mind.
Yeah, I don't know. It was really between Interstellar and Inception.
Yeah.
Or Dark Knight. Dark Knight Rises. Anyways. Yeah, it's the science. Little nerd brain goes happy. What's your number three?
My number three, and this is another out of pocket one, Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
I knew it. I knew it.
So for those who don't know, I first watched this movie when I believe I was maybe seven.
Mm-hmm.
Could quote it line by line,
I've
scene
still never
by
seen
scene.
It all the way through.
By the age of, like, 9 years old, there's a funny story. So, on the way to, like, you know, a family trip or family road trip, my brother and my sister and I were in the back seat with our little, like, CD. What are those even called?
It's a DVD player, love.
DVD player. Holy shit. Mm-hmm. And we watched it. I believe my dad says to this day that we watched it 6 times on that road trip. And whenever the scene came up with, like, you know, the House of Virgins or whatever, it would be like, guys, look out the window, look at the sights. And so we never really saw that. But yeah, I can quote every single line to that movie.
I still haven't seen it all the way through.
Which is disgusting to me.
Mm-hmm.
But it still makes me laugh. I haven't watched it in years, I don't think.
We should this weekend.
We should, because it is just... Ugh. It cracks me up. Mm-hmm. All the Monty Python movies are funny, but this one is the one that my dad let us watch as kids. My mom was not so happy about it. But, you know... You choose your battles. They didn't let us watch Life of Brian until I was like 13 or 14. So I'm pretty sure Brady got to... No, I didn't watch it until I was like 16. Brady, my brother, he probably watched it when he was like 13 with my dad.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So it always makes me giggle. So that's why it's my number three.
I'm trying not to scream at Mr. Banks. He's trying to eat a plant.
I'm about to throw something at him.
Hold up. Let me pause. Okay, and we're back.
Sorry about that. Had to
discipline a rambunctious cat.
Who was eating my propagating plants.
My number three is another kind of placeholder for like any director. or for any of a director's films, I'm going to go with True Romance. It's not directed by Tarantino, I know, but it's a Tarantino movie. It was written by him. This could also be Pulp Fiction, Django, Inglourious Basterds.
Oh, I love Inglourious Basterds. That one makes me giggle.
Yeah. But I'm going with True Romance here because it is his version of like a sick, twisted love story.
Yeah.
And I love it.
I've never seen this one, actually.
Yeah. I don't know if you would like it. I think you might. You might like it. It's a little bit more messed up than some of his other ones, I would say.
Damn, because the other ones are pretty messed up.
Yeah, there's some tough scenes in it. But, like, I don't know, something about it just, like, clicks in my brain. And even though it's very twisted, like, I enjoy watching it.
You're like, ha ha, boy food.
Yeah. It's like cube steak for the mind. it's his only one I would say that's like an actual, like it says True Romance. It is kind of like a romance story, but in like a twisted Tarantino kind of way.
Yeah. Okay. I can see that.
But
the cube steak.
Yeah. It.
For all who don't know, I hate cube steak.
You found that out tonight. Literally 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It was between this and Pulp Fiction, to be honest.
I liked Pulp Fiction, but also that's such a dude bro movie that...
This is a little bit less of a dude bro movie, I would say. It's right. We gotta watch it. We'll watch it this weekend with Monty Python.
Okay.
What's your number two?
My number two is... Interstellar. Well, sure. As I was writing this, I was like, he's gonna have this on his list too. There's just no way we don't have at least one in common.
Is this the only one we're gonna have in common?
Yes, it is. It 150 billion% is, honey. If your number one is the same as my number one, yeah. But I love Interstellar. I mean, it was my favorite Christopher Nolan movie. It's it's a banger.
It is a banger.
I mean, it's got... I love, like, the time jumping and all that. And or not the time jumping, but the time change and Murph's life.
Because it is really about her.
Yeah. Widowy, because she saves the world.
Yeah, Interstellar is amazing. My number two, which is not going to be your number one, is Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah, no, that is not it.
And I just want to say it's a lot for the memes. Every single line in this movie is golden.
Which one is this one again?
The third one. This is when Anakin goes bad.
Okay, I was going to say...
Yeah. When it starts off with a battle over Coruscant, and they go... And they dive into the space battle with all the capital ships.
Yeah.
It's the best opening scene of any movie to ever exist.
Yes. I know you. I know you're very passionate about that.
That first, like, 10 minutes. Oh, God. Raven, can you chillax? We're in the middle of a podcast here. I love so many things about this. I'm going to go super quick, like it's an acceptance speech at the Oscars. The music, amazing. Battle of the Heroes, where it mixes in like Duel of the Fates, and then Vader's theme as like... Order 66, banger.
When they kill the children?
Master Skywalker, there's too many of them. What are we going to do?
Honey, no. The children.
The end battle. I have brought peace, freedom, justice, and security to my new empire. Your new empire. Anakin, my allegiance is to the Republic, to democracy. Yeah, that... Oh, gosh. Choreography.
with their little swords.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
This movie...
I said that to make you mad.
Uh-huh. This movie is choreography to a T. The longest sword fight on film. Also, just the sounds, all the ships, everything. Love it to death.
Mm-hmm.
And Ian McDiarmid as the Emperor, best part of the movie. Do it.
Do it.
I am the Senate. Yeah. Yeah, that's just great. I love it.
It is. I think that's, yeah, probably one of the most, like, quoted by you.
Yeah. On just, like, the day-to-day.
Yeah, like, I'm not sure that's the first time that you've said that sentence, like, this entire week, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It's, yeah.
Ultimate power!
Okay.
No, I'm weak. Anakin, don't let him kill me. Only I have the power to save the one that you love. Yeah. So what's your...
I don't know what he's talking about, Raven.
What's your number one, love?
My number one? I don't think this is going to be surprising, but Pride and Prejudice, 2005 version, really? Keira Knightley.
I was going to say Little Women.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Nope. The movie's not... Not on my top five. Definitely an honorable mention, but it's not in my top five.
Wow. I'm sorry, everybody. I am shocked right now.
Really?
I would bet money.
Mm-mm. Favorite book does not equal favorite movie.
Mm, okay. So what about it is your favorite?
One, Keira Knightley. Mm-hmm. Two,
Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah.
Keira Knightley. no, I think it. Joe Wright is the director, and he did Atonement, and a couple different other period pieces, and I love them all. So, he just did a great job with this one, and I think it's one of the best period piece movies of all time. Like, the, not necessarily like the authenticity of it, because I hate when people are like, they didn't wear those dresses at that time period or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But just like the way it's directed and the music, and I think it's just so beautiful. So if you don't know, it's five sisters in Georgian England, and they are coming of age. And a wealthy man moves into town, and basically, they're all just trying to get married.
Is that Mr. Darcy?
Mr. Darcy is one of the guys that moves to town, but the Mr. Bingley is,
it's
like
a very British name.
The guy that's like, oh my god. And he marries Jane. Jane and Mr. Bingley together are the cutest like couple in the world. When he proposes to her in like the sitting room or whatever you want to call it, like, they're just so happy, and, oh, anyways, also, there's a scene where Darcy, aka Matthew McFadden, walks through, like, tall grass, very, like, sensually, and very, like, I'm walking to my love.
Mm-hmm.
There's, yeah, you just need to look up Matthew McFadden walking through tall grass. And it's so great. I just love it. It makes me so happy. I don't think I've read Pride and Prejudice before, but it's slow.
Mm-hmm.
And just not my thing. But the movie definitely is. The 2005 movie, because there's another one that's like not as good, I think.
I say my number one is of a movie that I don't like the book.
Really?
As well.
Wow. Well, there's one quote that I laugh at all the time because I feel like I feel it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 27 years old. I've no money and no prospects. I'm already a burden to my parents. And I'm frightened. I think that is the funniest thing. And so many girls on their 27th birthday, like, who are single, like, you know, have, like, had, like, cakes with that written on it. And I think it's the funniest thing in the world.
I've seen memes on that.
Yeah, it's really funny. But my all-time favorite thing about this movie is Darcy trying to tell Elizabeth that he loves her. Like, he can't do it.
Like, physically can't?
Like, physically, when he puts the words together, they're insulting. Okay? We're gonna read this together, Joshua.
Oh, boy.
So, you're gonna be Lizzie, and I will be Darcy. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. This is Darcy trying to propose to Lizzie, and I think everybody needs to experience this. Miss Bennet, I've struggled in vain, but I cannot bear it any longer. The past months have been torment. I came to Rossing with the single object of seeing you. I had to see you.
Me?
I fought against my better judgment, my family's expectation, the inferiority of your birth, my rank and circumstance, all those things, but I'm willing to put them aside and ask you to end my agony.
I don't understand.
I love you, most ardently. Please do me the honor of accepting my hand.
That's rough.
That is, he can't fucking, like, he says, you're inferior to me.
But I'm willing to look
past it. Willing to look past that. If you would like to marry me, that'd be great. It's adorable. It's horrible, but it's adorable. Yeah. That scene is probably my most favorite scene to watch in cinematic history.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's just such a cute movie, and I just love it with all of my heart.
Are you ready for my number one, darling?
I'm terrified.
Do you think you know what it is?
No, I really don't. I'm kind of scared. Because you said it's a book.
Return of the King.
The King! Oh my God, hon.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings is everything.
I had thought that in my head as soon as I said, I don't know.
I can't believe...
You know, he hasn't put Lord of the Rings on there. And that was on my list before I started, like, you know, throwing in. Like, it took me... I wrote this up 10 minutes before the episode, basically, so... There's a lot of brainstorming involved.
Well, Lord of the Rings should have been on your list because it's perfect. I'm just going to go ahead and say that. Return of the King, especially. It used to not be my favorite Lord of the Rings. It used to be Fellowship of the Ring. Now I am more inclined to say Return of the King. Or Two Towers because of Helm's Deep. But I'm sticking with Return of the King. Because of the Battle of Pelennor Fields. When Théoden King rides down on the armies of Mordor with his little speech, gets me going every time. It has every emotion, makes you hype, gets you emotional, heartbreaking, gives you some hope.
Yep.
There's sad parts, there's scary parts, exciting. There's some gross parts when Denethor starts eating the little tomatoes. And yeah, the little boy singing when Gandalf, yeah,
that one,
yeah, when he starts going, it's literally the sound of magic. I did not even consider that was something that was saying. I just thought it was magic and sound. Everything works. Pretty much.
Gandalf the White.
Mm-hmm. You are not welcome here. I love... That's in Two Towers. He's like, you have no power here, Gandalf the Grey.
Wait, that's in Two?
Yeah, that's in Two Towers.
Oh. They all kind of merge.
That's before Helm's Deep.
It is.
It says, look to my coming on the morning of the fifth day. Look to the east with the rising sun.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just pulled that out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. But my favorite part of this film, other than Sam carrying Frodo up to Mount Doom, that's fantastic. Makes you tear up. But my favorite part of the movie, obviously, is Théoden's speech.
Oh God! Before
the charge. I'm going to tell the story before Liv says it. I watch his speech in the gym if I am struggling with motivation for the day.
And he's about to do like a lift that he doesn't tell me when he does his maxes, when he's about to max out on something until after the fact.
I don't do it when I max. I do it when I do burnouts.
Oh, yeah.
Way different.
Well, different. Whatever.
Théoden gets me going.
Yeah.
And when he's talking about, like, death, that's it for me.
Yeah, you just pull it out in a full gym, hun.
Mm-hmm. Prop it up on the little cable machine. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, you didn't do that.
What?
I think that was a dream. One time where you made me, like, hold your phone.
No, I didn't do that.
No, that was a dream.
Okay. Yeah. The only two movies I'll do that with are the Return of the King speech and then the Phantom Menace for Duel of the Fates.
Yeah.
When Qui-Gon and Darth Maul are going at it, that gets me going too.
And they're what?
They're fighting, okay? Do not slander the good name of Qui-Gon Jinn. He is the father that Anakin needed.
He was, yeah.
He was. But yeah, everything about Lord of the Rings makes me happy.
It is a really... Like, that's one of the movies that, like... I feel like when we watch them, we always watch the trilogy, though.
Yeah, and we also watch the extended cut.
Extended cut. So it's not an easy thing to do.
Mm-mm. It's like 14 hours combined.
There's lots of unwanted singing involved.
There's a couple singing that are good.
Yeah, but the one at the funeral?
Yeah, that one's rough.
That one's rough.
But not talking on that. The thirst trap that I'm talking about?
Oh, when he opens the doors?
Yeah, when Aragorn opens the doors. And he's all wet. Uh-huh. Yeah, everything in this movie is perfect. Actually, no, I forgot. My third favorite part of the movie is the disfigured orc. You know, like the general.
Yeah.
And he's like, release the prisoners. And then the little orc is like, got the bullets! And it launches the heads into Minas Tirith. I just love, like, the contrast in their voices. Where one's like, and then, catapult!
Catapult!
That's what he sounds like.
Binky did not like that. He's fine now.
Yeah, well, he wouldn't like a catapult either.
No.
Actually, he might like it. He does like getting thrown.
Yeah, he does.
I don't know. We'll have to test that. We'll let you know how that goes.
Yeah, we just gotta build a catapult first.
Yeah.
You've done that before, so no problem.
It wasn't a catapult. It was a giant slingshot.
Okay.
Way different. Anyways, so that's our top five favorite movies. Join us next week for the very critical and in-depth top five best movies with Land. Which reminds me, I have to make another list. But it's been fun.
It has.
And thank y'all for listening. Toodles.
Adios.
But.